CJ and having the ball in his hands in situations like that. But with Nah, I mean, can you talk about just the trust that you've developed in him?
Yeah, I think, you know, that's always a, you know, you get a game time decision, in game decision, as it's going down, and you get a rebound you have in someone's hands and can push it up. And the defense doesn't get a chance to get set, the defense doesn't get a chance to substitute. You know, and feel the same way about Nikhil. Feel the same way about Jan. You know, if those guys have an advantage situation that they can get to, sometimes it, you can call timeout and get a great play and score that way. You know, chance that you do that and someone misses. But I, you know, whatever you decide to do as a team, and it's something we've covered. It's a different situation. You need an outlet pass, whatever the case is, you want a timeout. But it does go to, you know, having confidence in those guys and, you know, how hard they work. And, you know, again, we talk about it and they're behind each other and we want to get a good shot.
Coach Jock obviously had a fantastic game in his first game, hits the big three at the end, but he also had 6 offensive rebounds and 4 blocks. I mean, for what this team has needed, how sort of exciting is it to have someone who can really help in those two areas?
Yeah, I mean, we've been playing with a smaller front court for the season. You know, and particularly tonight with O out, when I say that, you know, I thought Ace did a terrific job. You know, tonight we're asking a lot of Ace and Mo, Christian to fill a starting center role this week. And having someone with the experience that Chalk has, and you know, I'm glad he didn't get pulled over with expiring plates and not make it here last night, because he drove in last night from Memphis. And I asked him today, he's like, you know, ready to go, I want to throw you in there. And when we found out that Onyeka wasn't playing, that became more important, and obviously he responded and you know, made an impact on the game, as you said, in a lot of ways. So when you have a player that has some, he's got experience in a lot of different places, playing professional in Australia, playing internationally, playing with a few different teams in the league, so guys have a way of picking things up pretty quickly. And I think it says a lot about our players, that they've trusted him so quickly in those situations as well. It's a credit to him and to our guys, because it was a tough game. It was a hard game. The team has guys out, and just playing the loose. So it was a really, really good win.
Just to kind of follow up on that, when you get somebody just at the last minute like that, what are the things that you prioritize in, you know, hours or minutes that you have?
Yeah. You know, we have playbook type things ready that you want to show them, hopefully one side out of bounds play that we can execute. They talked him through another one during the course of the game when we wanted to have the ball in JJ's hands as a passer. You know, and some general concepts of how we're playing. You know, it helps to not have kind of rigid positions in those situations, and it limits your playbook, but you know, to the extent that we're playing in the flow of the game, you know, tell them that that's okay to do. And, you know, in this case, he's got really good instincts. I thought there was one possession in particular that stood out. I don't know when, I'm trying to think when the exact time was. It was later, where there was, like, I think they had 3 or 4 offensive rebounds. And eventually we just hung in there. And, you know, you're frustrated that you're not getting the rebound. And a lot of times you let up. Thought we really came together each possession, although we didn't get the next rebound. That kind of competitive endurance is something that we try to talk about. We really saw it on that play.
All right, Coach. So for Jalen Johnson in this game, the first half Well, he took 6 shots here, one of them, but the second half he went 8 of 13. What did you see from him in that second half that allowed him to dominate inside more than he normally does? Like in that?
Yeah, I mean, I think for Jalen and for everyone to understand that's, in a lot of ways, it's a mature way to play the game. I told him earlier in the year we had a game against Detroit. He went scoreless in the first half. And I didn't know him. He ended up with 28-29. I think it was terrific because he was letting the game come to him. And he was finding spots. When we had dead ball situations, we tried to run plays for him, which we obviously want to do. But he had someone, I don't know how many assists he had in the first half. He was making the right basketball play. And he was playing really efficiently because of that. And over the course of the game, you know, the opportunity to score became, that was there, and he took advantage of that opportunity. There's going to be games where Jalen doesn't get a triple-double and plays a great game. And to the extent that, you know, our guys, to get hung up on statistical stuff, really, I think, can make you a less efficient player. The way that we use him is going to get those, and we want him to get them. But his being able to kind of feel the game and make high percentage plays, and then it's a high percentage play when he goes to the rim. It's a high percentage play when I'm going to get on him because I thought there was a couple catch and shoot threes that he actually passed up. He wanted to take those too. So in that sense, just one of his better games, frankly, the way that the game unfolded in the way that he managed the game, not just for himself personally, but what he did for other guys on the field.
Coach, we've seen the front office be very active over the last few weeks, whether it was the departure of Trey and then bringing over Corey and CJ. We saw Jock tonight and his impact, and during the game, some of the trades became official, so we know that Kaminga will be here. We'll see Gabe Benson here, Buddy Hill here. How excited are you with the level of creativity it will allow you to bring in the lineups, and just what are your thoughts overall on those new pieces?
I think I'm going to let Ansi answer most of those questions, in due course, pretty soon. I think we've had literally about 5 different iterations of the team, and I thought our guys tonight, with Jock having not had a practice or play, like, the key thing for us is going to be continuing to grow together. As much as anything, it's about our group, and we'll continue to be out of group. And as I said, if you look at who we've played over the course of the year, it's changed dramatically. And I have so much trust and confidence in Ansi, and he'll be able to answer those things more completely from his view, and then I'll have a chance to expand on it after that.
Thank you. Okay.